Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump told his convention late Thursday night, America must rise beyond its differences.
As Americans, we are bound together by a single fate and a shared destiny. We rise together or we fall apart. I am running to be president for all of America, not half of America, because there is no victory in winning for half of America.
Trump also referenced last Saturday's shooting at a rally in Pennsylvania where his ear was grazed by a bullet.
There was blood pouring everywhere, and yet, in a certain way, I felt very safe because I had God on my side. I felt that.
Trump earlier paid tribute to a 50-year-old man killed during the assassination attempt and said he believes two others wounded are going to be okay. Trump's speech comes as a second Senate Democrat is urging President Joe Biden to drop out of the race. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Montana's John Tester is in his own tight reelection bid and says the president should bow out. That comes with Democrats at the highest levels making a push for the president to rethink his bid. Former President Obama has privately expressed concerns to allies about his ex-running mate's prospects, and former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has privately told the president that Democrats could lose their chance to retake the House if he stays in.
Sagar Magani reporting. U.S. diplomats are working closely with African partners, the White House said Thursday, amid a fresh 15-day truce between the army and Rwanda-backed rebels in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Court officials say closing arguments in the espionage trial of U.S. journalist Evan Gershkovich are underway as the proceedings picked up speed in a case that has seen the reporter held in pre-trial custody for more than a year. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports.
A U.S. journalist has appeared at a second trial in Russia for espionage charges, while talks of a prisoner exchange between Russia and the U.S. go on behind the scenes. Gershkovich is accused of gathering information for the U.S. while on a reporting trip in Yekaterinburg, where he was arrested. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said that Moscow and Washington's intelligence services are discussing an exchange involving Gershkovich, according to Russian state news agency TASS. Russia has previously signaled the possibility of a swap involving Gershkovich, but it says a verdict, which could take months, would have to come first. Even after a verdict, any release could still take months or years. I'm Karen Chamas.
Britain let down its citizens by leaving the nation ill-prepared for the COVID-19 pandemic. That's what a public inquiry concluded in a scathing report released Thursday. We get more from Reuters correspondent Emma Gill.
Former Judge Heather Hallett served as the inquiry chair.
In 2019, it was widely believed in the United Kingdom and abroad, that the UK was not only properly prepared, but was one of the best prepared countries in the world to respond to a pandemic. This belief was dangerously mistaken.
Meanwhile, the nation's finances are still suffering. Hallett's report found there was a lack of adequate leadership, with groupthink clouding expert advice.
Reporter Emma Gill reporting. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports the federal officials, health officials, have authorized sales of the best-selling e-cigarettes in the country.
Federal health officials have authorized sales of the best-selling e-cigarette in the country. It's called Vuse Alto, but the FDA approval only applies to several tobacco-flavored versions of the reusable product, which takes cartridges filled with liquid nicotine. The government previously rejected manufacturer Reynolds American's application for its more popular menthol flavor, but the company is challenging that decision in court. While the announcement is not an approval or endorsement, the FDA determination indicates that smokers who switch completely to Vuse can reduce their exposure to deadly carcinogens and other chemicals found in traditional tobacco. I'm Shelley Adler.
And a Kenya court has suspended a police ban on protests in the capital. Police had barred protests in Nairobi indefinitely before the court's decision. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.